Come on, dude. That's not cool.
What's the balance?
Don't talk about it.
What's the balance?
Put him in a timeout.
Mitchell Trubisky having some fun with a reporter during his weekly media session. Now, truth is, Trubisky has been lights out on third down. Number six among NFL quarterbacks with a 97 passer rating, 64% completion percentage, 2 touchdowns, and yes, 0 interceptions.
Working hard on third down, trusting my guys, and again, being aggressive within the time of the play, and trusting my reads, and just continue to use my accuracy and use good footwork is just what's going to allow us to stay good on third down. And taking care of the football is always number one priority, so we're just going to continue to focus on that. You better hope. Oh, my gosh.
The Bears in Detroit on Saturday. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. The Chicago Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Devin Hester announced his retirement today, and could the Hall of Fame be next for Hester?
He definitely deserves it, and 5 years from now, we got to do everything we can to get him in there.
Dave Tobe right there on the Bernstein and Goff show was Hester's special teams coach during his 8 years here in Chicago and with the Bears.
Now, I'm not sure, you know, even if they didn't change the rule the way they did, that there ever would be anybody as good as him. He is that good. He was that good in his day.
Yeah, how about an NFL record for kick return touchdowns, 20 for Devin Hester during his stellar career. It was a rare Tuesday workday for the Bears, and that is because of the Saturday game at Detroit, 3:30, FYI. Baseball, it's turning into a bullpen kind of game. So says Cubs manager Joe Maddon. That said, Maddon reiterated that they're still working to make the Brandon Morrow deal at least official, with whom they reportedly have a 2-year deal in place, and the Cubs tinkering with other potential options for the Joe Maddon relief corps. On the White Sox and potential trades and or acquisitions, White Sox GM Rick Hahn says they are not looking for stopgaps, no temporary fixes. The Blackhawks host Florida tonight at 7:30. The Bulls get the United Center tomorrow when Utah will be here. And searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And the scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. There are many things to be grateful for this holiday season, but coming down with the flu is not one of them. Thankfully, the Exergen Temporal Scanner prepares you better than any other thermometer to track a fever. With its accuracy, backed by more than 70 clinical studies, you can trust that it will catch the flu at the first sign of a fever. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Chicago Fitness Partners. Are you in the market for home fitness equipment? PrecoreHomeFitness.com.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news.
The whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
In other news, is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
I'm going to call it Audible. It's a story that I wanted to get into a little bit yesterday, but of course the Bears won, so we did Bears Victory Monday. We talked a little bit about it earlier. It's a story that I saw because of everything Tennessee. It's Twitter feed. It's at everything underscore Tennessee. And it is a young man named Keaton Jones, if you haven't heard. His video went viral as he was talking to his mother from the passenger seat of their car about being bullied. And this video went viral because a lot of actors and athletes started just the outpouring of emotion when they heard this young man speaking like this.
Why did they go away? What's the point of it? Why did my joy in taking innocent people and finding a way to be mean to them? It's not okay.
What did they say to you?
call me, they make fun of my nose, they call me ugly, they say I have no friends.
What'd they do to you at lunch?
Put milk on me and put ham down my clothes, threw bread at me.
Is it just you?
Yep.
Or is it other kids too that feel that way?
Say it's other kids too.
How's that make you feel?
I don't like that they do it to me, and I for sure don't like that they do it to other people, because it's not okay. People that are different don't need to be criticized about it, because it's not their fault. But if you are made fun of, just don't let it bother you. Just stay strong, I guess. It's hard. But it'll probably get better one day.
This broke my heart when I saw it initially, because I had read in the previous weeks about Ashanti Davis, who was a 10-year-old girl that hanged herself because of social media bullying that went along with the bullying that happened at school, and also Rosalie Alvarez, a 13-year-old girl who hanged herself as well. You see it and you're like, damn, that little dude's going through it, and you feel awful because it should be a safe place for your kids to just go to school and be themselves. We've all dealt with it, or hell, a lot of us have been that person. I've never been that person to bully anybody. But it went viral because rappers like T.I., entertainers like Rihanna, and athletes like Delaney Walker did things like this.
Hey, Keaton. This is Delaney Walker, tight end for the Tennessee Titans. I wanted to read a poem to you by Buddha. Our life is shaped by our mind. We become what we think. Joy follows a pure thought like a shadow that never leaves. Always remember that. You can be whoever you want to be. And again, sorry that bullying has been taking place at your school. Hopefully this video and all the tweets that are being put out there make awareness to stop bullying. And I know myself and the Tennessee Titans would love to have you. If you can come to a game December 31st against Jacksonville, I'll have 4 tickets for you and your family. If you can, please DM me. And again, sorry these things took place. Can't wait to hear from you.
LeBron James reached out and wanted to give this kid every edition of his shoe. The Bellator fighters reached out and said, hey, you want to come to a UFC fight? You know, you're strong. Complex Magazine put up his picture day photo shoot as their kind of like hero of the week kind of moment. So people rallied around the situation, and immediately the skeptics were proven right once again, because
you're going to take the fun out of this,
man. I'm not taking the fun out of anything. Apparently, the young man's mom set up a GoFundMe that has now reached $62,000.
Wait, a GoFund for what?
This is the thing. The mom has had some financial troubles, apparently, and people are calling this a hoax. And then they did a little bit of internet digging. This young lady has Confederate flags and things that you wouldn't feel sorry for in terms of how she feels about other people that aren't like her. There are people that are coming forward now that have said that the young man has taken some of those teachings to school.
Ah, and so maybe the classmates are responding to things other than his nose.
And it sucks. It sucks because I got duped. Dude, I'm sitting there like, damn, like I'm going through it, watching this kid pour his heart out and reading about Ashanti Davis and Rosalie Alvarez and all these kids who are going through it bully wise in this new age of bullying where, you know, you just get bullied till 3 o'clock and you take your ass home and you'd be fine with your parents, and then you clock back in at 9 o'clock in the morning. No, nowadays social media, it's on your hip, it's in your hand, it's on your desktop. So you really can't get away from it if somebody's doing that to you. Man, I've been duped.
That's
what happened. And I feel like trash because I don't want to be skeptical of everything that comes along, every viral video thinking it's fake. But apparently,
the fact that a mother would put a kid up to that to try to catch a few dollars from some
two and six, the entire nation has donated money to this young lady.
She can buy herself more Confederate flags.
Dude, and she is very
jockeys.
Apparently, one of the Bellator fighters screenshotted one of her messages to him saying that We as white people have to stay strong together and keep these predators away from us. Yeah, man.
Oh.
And the dude was like, hey, lady, I'm not like that. What do you think I'm going to do with this message? He put it out there for everybody to see. So, man, yeah, bullying is real, but apparently in this case, and maybe this kid did get bullied, but his mom didn't make it any easier on him.
An Ohio woman successfully has rid her house of bed bugs using something as simple as rubbing alcohol. So pay attention here. Okay, I don't know. There's bed bugs are a scourge everywhere,
dude.
But listen to this, because this is foolproof.
Okay.
She successfully used rubbing alcohol to rid her house of bed bugs because she also burned her entire home to the ground in the process. The unidentified Cincinnati woman was dousing the infestation with the highly flammable liquid near an open flame on Friday when she inadvertently sparked the conflagration, officials said. Three people were injured and 10 left homeless. By the bizarre eradication attempt, the blaze managed to spread quickly through the 5-unit home, doing $250,000 in damages.
Wow.
One former resident said, my house caught fire and got burned down. All my stuff is gone. Well, he posted that alongside a video of the burning building. Amazingly, this is the second inferno in Cincinnati in as many weeks, sparked by residents attempting to kill bedbugs with rubbing alcohol and fire. Fire, Hank. A 13-year-old boy using the precarious combo to battle the pest left 8 neighbors homeless last month. The Cincinnati Fire Department has advised residents to hire professionals to battle future infestations per a department announcement. Cincinnati, you've got a little problem.
Dude, have you ever dealt with bed bugs?
But no bed bugs. Knock on wood, no.
There was a person living below me that was a shut-in, an older man. And apparently,
not your University of Chicago buddies.
No.
Those were not.
They were very out in the open. Those young boys. Shout out to Tone and the boys. But no, this older man who like never left his place, and they broke through the doors because the people below him and the people above him, there were bed bug issues. And I had to throw out a mattress. I had to fumigate the entire place.
Well, we had
clean everything.
Our current coworker had an issue when he and his family went to the Wisconsin Dells and stayed at a hotel. And it's, you know, $5,000 of mitigation and eradication efforts later and replacing everything. So I was terrified when my son had a hockey tournament there. There are some websites that are detailing which places have had issues before. And
those places are helpful. You want to make sure that you're not bringing that stuff back to your crib.
And also, and if you go to an area that has had, and even New York City, even some nice hotels in New York City, they tell you what to look for and how to look for it, where to place your belongings, how to put everything in bags and put nothing on the floor. That is no joke.
It
is not something you want to bring back to your house.
All right, this from FastCompany.com.
That's my sister's magazine.
I know. Diet sodas won't help you lose weight. In fact,
I told you this.
Let me finish. I don't even drink soda anymore. In fact, they may actually make you gain weight, according to a meta study which looks at historic data on weight and low-calorie sweetener use.
Aspartame makes your body it's also horrible for your insulin production and your pancreas.
The results strongly suggest that diet drinks are no better than sugary drinks when it comes to managing weight. That is, a diet cola is just as bad as regular cola. The research from the National Institute on Aging and the National Institutes of Health in Baltimore looked at data from the Baltimore Longitudinal Study of Aging going back as far as 1984 and including 1,454 participants by comparing their various body measurements and obesity levels with their consumption of diet sodas. The researchers were able to tease out a correlation after correcting for many dietary and other factors like smoking, exercise, ethnicity, and so on. Quote, low-calorie sweetener use, concludes the study, is independently associated with heavier relative weight, a larger waist, and a higher prevalence and incidence of abdominal obesity, suggesting that low-calorie sweetener use may not be an effective means of weight control. So, ladies and gentlemen, not just the people who drink diet or regular cola. Like, we're talking, this affects like Splenda users and all these other people as well who think that, you know, regular sugar is not what they should use in their coffee. Just, just, just be aware that you're not really doing the good. And this for all you turkey bacon people, too. I know it got nothing to do with that, but stop
swiping the turkey bacon.
Stop eating
and
turkey bacon thinking it's better than regular bacon.
And the non-fat cheese people. Let's include that, them,
those
too.
People exist?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've talked about this practice before. It's known as rooftopping or bildering, accessing rooftops to take skyline selfies or perform stunts. We've mentioned it where somebody live streams the footage, posts it to social media. It's all over the world. The climbers don't want to use any safety equipment. It detracts from the experience. That people want to go way up to the top of a skyscraper and start doing handstands and say, look at me. Well, this is from Newsweek. A famous Chinese rooftopping enthusiast unwittingly filmed his own death after he fell from a 62-story skyscraper during one of his trademark daredevil stunts. Wu Yongning, 26, was performing pull-ups at the summit of the Huayuanhua Center, one of the tallest buildings in Changsha, central China, when he lost his grip and fell. The incident was captured on a camera that Wu had carefully placed on another part of the building to record himself. He had amassed thousands of followers on Weibo, a popular Chinese social media site, after posting dramatic short videos showing himself perched atop tall buildings without the use of safety equipment. The challenge he was participating in at the time of his death came with $15,000 in prize money, according to the Zhaojiang Morning Herald, although the paper did not provide further details on the identity of the sponsor or the nature of the competition. Local police investigating the case described it as an accident and have ruled out foul play.
I don't think they should.
Well, it's, you can't rule out dumb. Because
Never, ever rule out dumb. And that's another news right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Dan, when we come back,
yes?
I want to explain to you why this season by this NBA player should be celebrated the way we celebrated another NBA player a couple of years ago.
All right, this segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. While you're stocking up on goodies for the holidays, do your family a favor by picking up an Exergen Temporal Scanner, the number one preferred thermometer of pediatricians. Also, when we come back, we're going to give a lucky Bernstein and Goff listener a $25 gift card to Pepe's Mexican restaurants in celebration of their 50th anniversary. Keep it here. You got the score.
The newspaper.
With an unmatched team of Bears experts and a mission to focus on Chicago sports, Bears fans know that no one can compete with us when it comes to Bears talk. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. How about a very quiet, very dignified golf clap for the sport of golf itself? Because yesterday, the Almighty Powers ripped the dumbest page from their rule book and they fed it right to the shredder. No longer can losers on the couch phone into golf tournaments and dime on some player who mismarked their ball or dropped in the wrong area or grounded their club into some debris. So call your cable company and cancel your DVR, deadbeats. There is no longer any reason to pause and rewind live TV because nobody wants to hear you narc anybody out anymore anyway. So once again, a golf clap for the sport of golf for finally pulling its head out and curbing those loser couch cops once and for all. I can truly say without any reservation, the world is actually a better place today. I'm Jim Rome.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
This holiday season, isn't it time you try giving a romantic gift? Lover's Lane has all kinds of gifts for grown-ups, from heart-racing bedroom essentials to sensuous lingerie. Plus, plenty of romantic ideas that will lead to anything but silent nights. Can't decide? Lover's Lane gift cards are perfect for the naughty or nice. For gifts that keep on giving in a store near you, visit loverslane.com. Who needs mistletoe anyways when you've got Lover's Lane?
Put some pow into your house with the bright scents of Penalyn Cleaner. Our zesty lemon adds a zing to your kitchen clean. Our lively lavender lights up any living room. And flourishing floral makes bedrooms bounce. Fight dirt, cut grease, and add some ooh with the long-lasting scents of Penalyn Max Aromas Multi-Purpose Cleaner. Six new scents for a vibrant clean. Make your room pop. Clean bright with Penalyn. Available at Walmart.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular-priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in-store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injuries Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Pajamagram. Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long, and check it out. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guarantee, pajamagram.com, or 1-800-GIVE-PJs, and tell them The Score sent you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $25 gift card to Pepe's Mexican restaurants in celebration of their 50th anniversary. Pepe's, serving Chicago the best Mexican cuisine for 50 years. We have another $25 gift card coming up a little bit later on.
All right, Dan, I got a player comparison. Not a player hater, but a player comparison for you right now. Okay, right. Player A.
Yeah.
In 2015-16, had a 31.5 player efficiency rating.
2015-16, yes, so sir. That's 2 years
ago. 2 years ago.
Okay.
Had a 669 true shooting percentage. Had a three-point attempted rating of 554. It's the formula they use now to figure out if you're taking a good amount of shots for how talented you are, a good amount of three-pointers for how talented you are. A assist percentage of 33.7, which is important. A turnover percentage of 12.9, a usage rate, which we all know, usage percentage of 32.6, an offensive win shares. So this is how terrific a player he was offensively, of 13.8, and a win share of 17.9, one of the greatest offensive seasons in NBA history. Player B is doing this year, 31.3 player efficiency rating, only 0.2 of a point off. True shooting, 634. Only a few percentage points off of that. Three-point attempted rating, 509. A little bit off, not as good a three-point shooter. Assist percentage, 47.2%. Player A had 33.7%. Usage rate, player A had 32.6% of the time he was being used. This player is 36.1%, which is an astronomical number. Offensive win shares already at 4.8.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, he's gonna eclipse what this player did last year. And win shares already at 6. And we're not even out of December yet.
Is the first one Kawhi?
The first player is Steph Curry.
Okay.
And we remember what Steph Curry did to our minds 2 years ago when he was like hitting every shot, pulling up from 30, dazzling us. On a national and if you're a Bay Area, you know, fan, local level, every single night. Player B this year is James Harden.
I was going to say, Harden has been absolutely, and they're playing defense.
James Harden is playing defense too.
The whole team is.
Yeah, James Harden is having a season for the ages, and he's still that guy that, I get a little squirrely about when comes playoff time. Did he have a concussion last year at the end of that game? Did he not? Did he just bow out gracefully or ungracefully? This dude this year, Dan, if you have the NBA package or if you just like watching premier players do their thing, every single night is a show with James Harden. He is the best playmaker in the game right now, including Giannis, including LeBron, including Steph, including Kevin Durant, including Kawhi's just getting back tonight.
Making a player out of Clint Capella, too.
Yes, Clint Capella is one of the best pick and roll finishers in the game right now because of James Harden. James Harden is and how we celebrated Steph a couple of years ago. He's cute. He's cuddly. He's a little guy. He's throwing up threes from everywhere. James Harden is having
adorable daughter.
Yeah, no doubt. James Harden is having as good a season to this point as Steph Curry was having. And they got the best record in the league.
Yeah, I got to give Shane Battier credit because I didn't see it when that deal was made. I remember Shane Battier, who's a metrics analytics guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was Battier who was telling people he's a superstar. He said James Harden is a superstar in this league. And I thought, it's a player saying a nice thing about another player, but I didn't quite, he was envisioning where the NBA was going in a way that I wasn't. Where
threes and free throws.
Yep.
Get to the line and stay behind that line. And nobody does it like James Harden right now. LeBron, by the way, Andy Glockner put these numbers together. He does great work. If you're, a basketball nerd like myself, follow him at Andy Glockner, GLOCKNER. And then he puts LeBron's numbers next to James Harden's numbers this year. And he's like, oh, by the way, LeBron's having a historic season as well, as far as usage rate and what he's
LeBron
doing playing
better,
every night.
He needs to chill out. LeBron is expending too much energy right now.
He took to heart people saying, oh, Michael played 82 games, six times, and he's not going to play 82 games this year, but I think he took to heart people question. He's 15 years in, and he's going to leave the league in minutes again.
He is expending too much regular season energy
He's waiting for Isaiah Thomas, I think, though. I think when Isaiah Thomas comes back, it'll settle in a little bit more. But we've been talking about it, and we haven't taken the deep dives that I expected us to take, because there's been a lot of things swirling around the news cycles, whether it be the social justice stuff or whether it be the Bears' ineptitude. But this NBA season has been special on so many levels. You got a guy who can win Most Improved Player of the Year for a second straight year, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, and James Harden is having a special, special offensive year.
We are going to be having a conversation with Greg Gabriel in just a couple minutes. He is the man that helped scout Devin Hester and helped bring him to Chicago. Also, in just a couple minutes, a conversation with an old friend on The Score.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury-riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel-good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Art Van Furniture.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions, with a free postgame skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks should score tonight as they host Florida, a Panthers team which has allowed 106 goals this season, second most in the league behind Arizona. And Richard Panik could be out of the lineup tonight for the Blackhawks. Healthy scratch, just has not been scoring goals this year. The Bulls host Utah tomorrow, going for four straight wins. Yeah. Devin Hester announced his retirement from the NFL today, and although he played for Atlanta, Baltimore, and Seattle towards the end of his career, the return champ identifies as a Chicago Bear.
Been in an atmosphere like that where you got guys like Richard Dent and Walter Payton, some of the legends in the league that walked on that exact field, to be on that field and be able to play was a great honor.
What's next for Hester? Absolutely nothing. Saying that for the next two or three years, just going to hang out with the family and whatever. Hester was a guest on The Score earlier today on the Spiegel and Parkins show. Philly showing interest in Jake Arrieta, according to various reports. And NFL Network and ESPN suspended five analysts over a sexual misconduct suit, including Marshall Faulk and Donovan McNabb. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Bowlero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing five-pound behemoth burger. They have a behemoth burger. And their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at bowlero.com. And catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman's tools. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Always happy to see this name up on the screen when we say hello to Bob in Niles on The Score. What's happening, Bob?
Hello there.
Hello.
I hear AJ wants to broadcast with Hawk before he retires. He's got to do a game with him.
Mm-hmm. He's a team ambassador, and then he wants to work with Hawk on his last go-round. What do you think about that?
And I see Alan Trammell and Jack Morris made the Hall of Fame. Who else is going in?
Well, they made it. I want Lou Whitaker alongside Alan Trammell. I think that's an injustice.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite player growing up, Bob?
Well, I grew up with Nellie and Nellie Fox, Jim Rivera, and I remember Tommy Agee. I don't know who else. I don't know. A lot of the older other guys, Landis and them, I don't know. But I guess my personal favorite was Nellie, but Nellie and Louie, that was pretty good. double play combination we had. I don't know. But I liked Ken Berry, too. He was pretty good.
How you been lately, Bob? How you been?
Fine. I just became a great uncle. I'm telling Mark, a great uncle. My nephew Keith's son Bradley and Alicia had a baby girl named her Juniper. She's 6 pounds, 8 ounces. She just came home last Friday.
So. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. That's terrific. Yeah,
you said the name is Juniper? Her name's Juniper?
Juniper, yeah.
Okay. That's exotic. Yeah. That's awesome. So did you?
I had to go to a doctor a couple of times. I had to go to a dentist and stuff. They got to clean my teeth and stuff. I got to go back after. Because I lost my tooth and my bridge, I got to go. I got to go back after Christmas and stuff. But otherwise, I got a good report from the doctor.
Good.
I don't have to. He's trying to cut my blood pressure pills down. He said, yeah, but they're so small now that I used to take them. I won't have to take him as many. So.
That's a good thing.
Outstanding. Everything's headed in the right direction. Yeah. Then. That's good.
Yeah. Is Eddie Stanky still around?
Eddie Stanky.
I'm
not.
Dan?
Club? I don't know.
That would be a question
Eddie
for Dan.
Gone, no.
Yeah, Eddie Stanky died in 1999.
Yeah. Is Chuck Tanner still around?
No, I don't think
so. All of a sudden, turning the sports phone. We're checking for you right now.
Yeah, Chuck Tanner died in 2011.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a long time dead,
well,
guys.
I went with my friend, Tim Huizinga that took me. We went to the Wolves game. I saw my buddy. They won 3-1 over San Diego Gulls. I never heard of that team before.
I hadn't heard of them either.
They played them last Wednesday at the Horizon.
Yeah, Allstate Arena. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, they won 3-1, but they didn't. They sure looked terrible. I don't remember them as a hockey team.
Yeah, the San Diego Gulls are an affiliate of the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anaheim Ducks.
Yes. And they've only existed for 2 seasons. So they're a relatively new team.
Yeah, because we beat them 3-1, and I saw he still seems just as good as ever.
The nurse is taking care of you, Bob? Everything good? Nicole taking care of you?
Yeah, I'm going to be with my sister Christmas. Might come over tomorrow and give me a haircut. I need one.
Get a little shaggy, Bob.
Yeah. I'm giving my nephew's kids some money. I don't know what I'll get. I'm trying to finish up the Flash Gordon stuff I got.
Well, you still buying gifts, huh? Look at you.
I don't know.
You're still buying gifts for the youngins in the family. That's all good, Bob. It's good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, well. Wish my buddy...
Terry?
Happy Hanukkah tomorrow. Hanukkah starts tomorrow.
Tonight. Mm-hmm. Actually, in moments, as soon as the sun goes down, Hanukkah begins.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow?
Tonight. Right now.
Right now?
Right now, it's sundown. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Wish my buddy happy Hanukkah.
You just did.
Thank you, sir.
And happy Kwanzaa to you, too, Bob.
Oh, Kwanzaa? No, I don't celebrate Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bob. Always great talking to you, man.
What are the Bulls going to do? They're going to win against the Jazz?
They're going to be celebrating Kwanzaa. That's what they're going to do, Bob. We'll talk to you, Bob. We got to run, brother.
Thank you, man.
Be well.
Bob from Niles. And in just a moment, we'll talk.
He don't play rap or any crap in his joint.
That jive stuff from Bob.
My man, Bob.
I don't celebrate no Kwanzaa around here.
I love
Christmas
you, Bob.
Only.
I love you, Bob.
Bruce. No Prince, no Bruce.
Oh, God.
All right, marginally more lucid Greg Gabriel is going to join us in just a couple of minutes here on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I think that Jay Cutler, at age 50, could still come back and throw for 280 and 3 touchdowns. And somewhere there'd be somebody who says, you see? All he ever needed was the right system.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Get better sheets. It's time. You've been sleeping on bad sheets for too long, and you're too old for bad sheets, and it's time to grow up and get yourself some realness here from Brooklinen.com. And you're thinking, I don't know anything about sheets. You don't have to. That's the whole point of Brooklinen.com. And it was founded with that in mind, to take out all the mystery and all the garbage is into the luxury bedding sector right here. Not with Brooklinen. You don't have the unnecessary markups. You don't have the retail licensing fees, the manufacturing waste, and all the buzzwords. It's just really, really good sheets. Luxury bedding, underpriced, versatile colors and patterns you can mix and match. I have Brooklinen sheets. I love them. You will love them too. And Brooklinen has, right now, this exclusive offer just for you. It's $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code DAN at Brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen's so confident you will love your new sheets. They're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. So there's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. You can give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code DAN. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
A reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
More new Mitsubishi's in Chicagoland.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The special teams phase, fourth down, whatever moniker you want to put on it, has impacted plenty of games in football over history. So, that's a definite phase that makes the difference in wins and losses. So when you can have a guy that's, that dangerous of a weapon and can change field position or change the score in an instant, obviously that's a huge impact on the game.
This segment's brought to you by Meijer. At the end of the day, the holidays are really about the ham-illy. Find your Cook's Spiral Cut Ham. for only 97 cents per pound this season at Meijer. Get it in store or delivered to your door with Shipt. As we talk about Devin Hester, his retirement, his Hall of Fame candidacy, the discussion would be incomplete without this man, Greg Gabriel, one of the guys involved in the scouting of Devin Hester, who joins us now in the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Greg Gabe. You read his stuff in Pro Football Weekly. Greg, hello.
How you doing, guys?
We're good. We're good. A guy that you were...
Tobe in trouble in the middle of meeting.
Do you think Andy Reid walked into that room?
Hey, somebody walked in, you know darn well the way that came off. I don't know if it was Andy, but you know somebody walked in his office. Tuesday's game planning day. You got to be whenever they need to talk to you.
So what went into the scouting of Devin Hester besides him being incredibly fast? Like what jumped out to you that made you feel like he was more than just a good returner?
Well, really the whole thing, the process with us being interested goes back to probably October of 2005, because he was the 2007 draft, so October 2006. And you know, Dan would be familiar with, you know, what the second floor of Hallis Hall used to look like before they did the renovations. But my office was right across the hall from Jerry's, from the GM's office. And Jerry walked into my office in, like, the middle of October, and I'm doing my best Jerry Angelo impersonation here. And he goes, "Big dog, we got to get this guy. He's great." So...
Big dog.
We need more of that.
You've been holding out on us, Gabriel.
So anyway, we just started doing a lot of work, and then a lot of credit's got to go to Mark Sadowski, who's now the Bears director of college scouting. He was the area scout at the time, and just did a phenomenal job doing the background, because you know Devin is a. You know, coming out of college, he was shy, introverted, quiet kid. Sometimes you get in situations like that, they can be hard to coach. And so, you know, he did the background, really found out a lot about Devin, what made him click, et cetera. And then when we had our meeting about him, Sato just did a super job as far as selling the coaches on what Devin could be and how you have to work with him. And Dave Tobe was in the room at that time. And you know, Sato said, "Now look at coach, this is a guy that you can't yell at. You got to put your arm around him. You got to love him. And when he's going to respond to that. He doesn't respond to hard coaching." And it was funny because Dave looks at him and goes, "You're going to tell me how to coach him too?" But it was, there's a lot of great stories that go into this. I mean, I could go on for an hour on this one. But as far as you know, getting to know the player, Lovey went down the league meetings that March were in Palm Beach, as I recall, or it might have been Orlando, but they were in Florida. And Lovey left the league meetings, went down to Miami, met with Devin, put him through a workout, and there was another player there, Kelly Jennings, a defensive back who went in the first round. Mm-hmm. Lovey also went through him, and actually those are two guys. We wanted Devin, we wanted Jennings, and we wanted Danielle Manning. But what, you know, fast forward to the draft, we had a late first-round pick, number 26 or 27, if I recall, a late second-round pick, and we didn't have a third. So we thought, well, we want to get Hester, but we don't want to take him too high because he's a specialist. And now, in all honesty, we changed our grading system so we could slot him on the board high enough so that you could take him in the second round. And what we did, you know, we had in our grading system, we had levels. There was A players, B players, C player, D player, etc. And A players were guys you'd take in the first round. And in fairness, when you looked at Devin just as a positional player, and he was a corner his final year at Miami, he was a receiver, he was a running back in previous years, he never really got locked into a position. He was really no better than a B player as a positional player. He was an A player as a specialist. So What we did and changed the rules in our grading system is we had a new letter grade, and it was an S, meaning specialist, and it was really the Devon grade. And we gave it, and we had what we called a specialist grade, and it was an S6O. And the rule for us, you could take an S6O over any A player, any B player. You could take him wherever you want because he's a specialist.
But on the day, though, when you actually get in the – when names are actually being called off and you're starting to hear things, when did you realize it was going to be a second rounder? And what was the actual range that you thought – I mean, I don't know if you had like late first, early fifth. I mean, I have no clue what you thought.
No, the plan was – we figured if we were going to get him, and we went into that draft, that was the guy we wanted. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Everything else was gravy. We had to get Devin Hester. But at the same time, you know, we would have got laughed out of the league if we took, not knowing what we know now, but back then, if we took him with a first-round pick. And like I said, we figured, okay, let's trade out a one, see what we can get, pick up a third. And so we started making calls about a week before the draft, and you get nothing really materializes until the day of the draft. And that day, we had five teams that really wanted our number one and were willing to trade up. And the best deal, looking at it for us, ended up being Buffalo. And Buffalo gave us, I think, a 2 and a 3 to move up into that first round pick, and it worked on the points, but Indianapolis wanted the pick, but the Buffalo deal, the way their picks were situated, it looked like, okay, we could either get with the first second round pick, we could get either Kelly Jennings or Danielle Manning, and with the second, we were comfortable taking Devin with that second first round pick, which was around 52 or something. So we get in, we make the trade, and then it's and Jennings ends up going about five picks later to Seattle, right at the bottom of the first round. And then we get to our pick, which was in the top third, maybe 12 or 13 of the second round. That's the pick we got from Buffalo, and we took Danielle Manning. Then it was just waiting out Devin. And we felt, you know, from all the calls we made, that because he was strictly a specialist, that nobody was really going to pull the trigger. So, and then we got to our pick, and obviously – We made the selection of Devin, but I'm the one who had to call him, and I call him and I said, this is Greg Gabriel, I'm the director of college scouting with the Chicago Bears, just talk to him a little bit, make sure he hadn't been hurt in the last few days. And then I said, well, we're going to draft you with our second round pick. Devin goes, for real? And I go, yeah, of course. Oh. That's why I'm calling you. And he goes, well, Tennessee called me and they said they were going to take me, and then they never called me back. And that was 10 slots ahead. So we almost lost out. And Tennessee took Lendale White, that fat running back from USC, instead. And but they were debating between Lendale White and Devin, and we just, we had no idea Tennessee had any inclination towards Devin at all, because all our research was that probably wasn't going to go until the third round, and we were reaching a little bit to take him in the second.
Greg, I love you, man. I swear to God, I do. Greg Gabriel talking to us on the day that Devin Hester calls it a career, the process that went into taking Devin. You mentioned his positionlessness in college. I remember it was a game against the St. Louis Rams on the goal line where Torrey Holt turned him inside out, and I think that was the last time that he played corner for the Chicago Bears.
He's still spinning around.
Oh, my God. It was a jerk route that was just cruel. And then we also remember him holding out and getting paid because there was thoughts that maybe he could be a Steve Smith type of wide receiver. In the end, do you think that he was used the way that he should have been offensively, or was it ever going to come to fruition?
Well, originally when we drafted him, it was obviously to play defense as a positional player. But once, we had him in camp, we knew that as a defensive player, he probably never was going to be better than a number four corner as a legitimate player. But then at the same time, because of practice numbers the way they are, he was a wide receiver on the scout team and practiced a lot, and guys were having a tough time covering him. So it was actually during that rookie season that we thought, well, you know what? Let's make him into a wide receiver next year. And that's what they did in during the off season and into the preseason, his second year is making the conversion. Now, did he turn out to be a great wide receiver? No. But he still, anytime he was on the field, he was dangerous, and you had to make adjustments for him being on the field because he could break the big play at any time, be it a go route or on a reverse or whatever. So just him being on the field helped us score points, and in the return game, as many returns as he had, he changed field position so many times just because, as you saw, a lot of teams then would squib kicks or try to kicks out of bounds, and then they'd end up missing the kick, and the field position would change a lot without them even kicking to him, just the fear of him returning for a touchdown. So, I mean, that alone, he was a difference maker like I've never seen in the NFL, even though he's strictly a return guy.
Lastly and briefly, what would it mean to you if he eventually becomes a Hall of Famer?
Well, I think he will be because he just was so good at what he did. But it would mean the world. I mean, you know, how often you get an opportunity to be part of a situation where the guy ends up being a Hall of Famer. I mean, I just that would be, I'm not going to say dream come true, but it would be great for Devin because he'd be the first and he might be the only.
Great stuff, Greg, especially the impersonation. It gives, you're turning into Fred Travellina on us.
Fat Lindo White.
I love it. Yeah.
God love you, man. Appreciate you, Greg. We'll talk to you, brother.
Okay, guys. Talk to you later.
It's Greg Gabriel.
So sideswipe. Lindo White's at the crib chilling right now.
Right.
He just
what
feels
I do.
A punch out of nowhere.
What I do.
All right. We're going to talk to Zach Miller at the top of the hour.
The USC?
Yeah. It was him and Reggie Bush.
Yeah, right.
Him and Reggie Bush in the same backfield. Remember, he had to quit Patron. Because he was drinking too much tequila, and he said that's why he was so bloated and fat all the time. I don't know if it worked for him, but he had a decent couple of years with Tennessee.
Probably something else.
We'll talk to Zach Miller here at the top of the hour. He's talked to everybody damn else in the city, so we'll figure out why he's been ducking us now. We'll actually check in on our guy. We used to talk to him on Friday at 5 o'clock. We get to talk to him right now. So stay tuned. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
These draft picks, all of them have a flaw. There are very few Hall of Famers. The problem Ryan Pace has had is he hasn't had enough picks. Really his own fault because he's traded up a couple times. But he hasn't had enough picks to really have the numbers you need to get lucky on some players.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You want the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks? Yeah, that's a rhetorical question. You want the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks. I'm going to make it a statement and not a question, and you're running out of time to get it, so make sure you get on this, because for every text or tweet that I get about the code, it's easy. It's four characters. It's Dan B. That's the code you type in the search bar on the main page at omahasteaks.com, and then you can get the perfect gift. You can get it for yourself. You avoid the malls, the lines, the crowds. This is the package that I'm still sort of eating my way through, and it's from Omaha Steaks, great steak experiences at home. And you know from your experience with Omaha Steaks, and I know from mine, that you're going to love all that you get for less than $50. This is crazy. For $49.99, you get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas free. Again, this is easy. Go to the main page at omahasteaks.com. There is a search bar there. You will type in D-A-N-B, Dan B, and it should take you right to it. You get a 75% savings on the family gift pack, the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
It's the only way to know for sure. To learn more, visit HepSiFactory.com.